Shalom to all. Today we're learning Zachas Bamitzia, Parak Tess, Mishnachas, Mishnah Tess. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos, Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zachar Fine, Rezivik Hagun, Bikar of Mamish. And Mishnah tells us, Makabal Sadam Chaver Lazar Sairim. A person was Makabal a field from his friend, and the stipulation was that he's going to plant barley in it. Lo Yizran Chitim, he's not allowed to plant wheat in it. That's because wheat drains the field of its nutrients more than barley does, and it's going to cause the field to be weak. Even though wheat is more valuable than barley, they'd already agreed upon barley, so he has to plant barley. However, says Dan Kamal, Chitim Yizra Enu Sairim. If they had stipulated that he was going to plant wheat, he is allowed to plant barley. Even though it's less valuable, it's still going to be better for the land, and he's allowed to make this change. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel asers, that's because it ruins the land when he plants one year this thing, a different year that thing, and therefore he's got to keep to what he said, that he's going to plant wheat. Similarly, Tavua, Lizer, and Akitnes. If they had stipulated that he was going to plant grain of sorts, he's not allowed to plant legumes because they weaken the ground. However, Kitnes, Yizra, and Tavua, if they had stipulated that he's going to plant legumes, then he is allowed to plant grain because it's better for the land. And once again, Rav Shimon Gamliel asers. Moving on to Mishnah Tess, if a person accepts a field from his friend, he leases it, he rents it, he's going to be working it, and it's only for a few years. And a few means less than seven. So he's not going to be working it for seven full years. He's not allowed to plant flax in the field. That's because flax weakens the ground so much that it actually takes 7 years for it to get back to its normal self. And since he's going to be renting it for less than 7 years, that means he's going to be returning the field back to the owner weaker than the way he received it. And furthermore, in the Bikara Shikma, he doesn't get beans from a sycamore tree. What they used to do is they would plant these sycamore trees, they would grow big and strong branches, and then the branches would be cut to be used as beams for building, and then they'd regenerate, so on and so forth. Now it takes 7 years for these to grow, and since he's there for less than 7 years, he doesn't get the beams. However, if he took the field for 7 years, the first year he's there, he's allowed to plant flax in it, and he does get these beams of the sycamore tree. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.